Personnel Board is hereby called to order. The location of this meeting is 1740 West Adams Street, Conference Room B, Phoenix, Arizona, and the time is 9:42 a.m.
32.
Well, the computer says 42.
Oh, I'm looking at the clock. It's 9:32.
32.
Oh, sorry.
Robin, would you please do the roll call?
Okay, Joe Beers.
Present.
Mark Ziska. Oh, maybe he's muted.
Mark, you muted.
My mistake. Present.
Okay. And Chad Kirkpatrick?
Present.
And Harmony Dupart is not in attendance today.
I also acknowledge that Robin Van Stan, board staff, and Jeff Topple, counsel for the board, are in attendance. Jeff's on the telephone.
Hello.
Hello, Jeff. Our first case today is going to be consideration of the dismissal appeal of Deborah Aguilar Gonzalez versus the Department of Corrections. And each party will have 5 minutes to speak. Robin, I think you've got a timer.
Well, I'll watch the clock.
Okay. And we'd, so we'll let you know when your 5 minutes is up. Would the representative for the respondent please come to the podium? Thank you. Good morning.
Before I start, can I just kind of soundtrack and make sure that you can hear me?
Of course.
Or should I take off the mask?
You can do whichever you like.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear Kirsten, Mark, Chad?
Yes. I'm not sure. I just heard a bunch of noise. But
okay. We'll take it off.
I'll say we're good.
All right.
She took off her mask so you can hear her better.
May I proceed?
Yes.
Good morning. This appeal is before you pursuant to Section 41783 of the Arizona Revised Statutes, which requires this board to review whether the material facts supporting the department's dismissal of Deborah Aguilar Gonzalez is supported by a preponderance of the evidence and whether that dismissal is arbitrary and capricious. The department has submitted an objection which comprehensively sets forth its position concerning the hearing officer's recommended findings, conclusions, and recommendations. And the board has instructed us not to repeat what's in the objection, so I will not do so today. Under Section 41783, the relevant action is Deborah Aguilar Gonzalez's dismissal from the department as reflected in her notice of dismissal, which you have as Exhibit 26. It's also attached to the notice of appeal in these proceedings. The board is required to determine whether the material facts are supported by a preponderance of the evidence. That is the facts that get us to dismissal in this case. It is critical that this board not get distracted by facts that are not material to the actual dismissal. Section 41783 does not permit this board to take action based upon facts that are not material to that action, specifically the dismissal. The notice of dismissal sets forth the facts material to Aguilar Gonzalez's dismissal. The offenses set forth in that notice are conducting oneself in a discourteous and or offensive manner and violation of the standards of conduct for state employees. That's all. There is no meaningful dispute in the facts material to these offenses. I'm getting a wave.
Yeah. Mark, you're on mute.
I can't understand. I'm sorry, maybe. Kirsten, if you could move closer to the microphone, maybe.
Yeah, you're kind of going in and out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'll try to, like, lean over.
And if we got to extend your time, that's fine.
That's fine.
I would prefer that you start over.
Okay.
Maybe we can extend the time because I really didn't hear.
Yeah, let's go take two and start over, if that's okay.
That's fine. Can I sound check now, then?
And maybe if you speak directly into the microphone.
Can you hear me now?
There's an echo to me, but I can live with an echo. I can hear you better now.
Okay.
If you want to untape it and bring it closer to you, I can do that.
I don't necessarily know, because it's pretty close to the edge here.
You shouldn't have to lean over like that, though.
You know, I've dealt with worse in my life. This is also the joy of being a short female.
It's coming through my computer, right? It's already at 100%.
Does it improve it if we move the microphone here? Is it still cutting in and out?
Much better.
Much better? Okay, we'll leave it here. All right.
All right, let's start the clock all over again.
Great. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. This appeal is before the board pursuant to Section 41783 of the Arizona Revised Statutes. That requires this board to review whether the material facts supporting the department's action of dismissal against Deborah Aguilar Gonzalez are supported by a preponderance of the evidence and whether that action of dismissal is arbitrary and capricious. The department has submitted an objection which comprehensively sets forth its position concerning the hearing officer's recommendations and proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law. This board has instructed us not to restate the arguments set forth in that objection, so I will not do so today, but I'm happy to respond to questions related to it. Under Section 41783, the relevant action is Deborah Aguilar Gonzalez's dismissal from the department, which is reflected in her notice of dismissal. That notice of dismissal is Exhibit 26. It is also attached to the notice of appeal in this action. The board is required to determine whether the material facts are supported by a preponderance of the evidence. That is, the facts that really get us to that action of dismissal. It is critical that this board not be distracted by facts that are not material to the dismissal. Section 41783 does not permit this board to take action based on facts that are not material to the action of dismissal. The notice of dismissal does set forth the facts that are material to Deborah Aguilar Gonzalez's dismissal. The offenses, as set forth in the notice of dismissal, are conducting oneself in a discourteous and/or offensive manner, and violation of the standards of conduct for state employees, and that is all. There is no meaningful dispute in the facts material to those offenses. They actually come from Deborah Aguilar Gonzalez herself. On December 15th, after a custody transfer of her son to his father, Deborah Aguilar Gonzalez drove to buy a nearby bank. She said that in her AIU interview, which you have in Exhibit 5. When she was at the bank, she recognized her son's stepmother in the bank parking lot. Again, she said that in her AIU interview, Exhibit 5. Aguilar Gonzalez reacted to her son's to seeing her son's stepmother by pulling out her cell phone to record and take pictures of her son's stepmother. She said that in her interview, which you have in Exhibit 5. She said it in her hearing testimony, which you have in the hearing recordings. And she's even submitted pictures with her response to the notice of charges. And you have that at Exhibit 12 at ADC Aguilar Gonzalez 560. Her son's stepmother, in response to this behavior, became visibly upset and began to scream. Ms. Aguilar Gonzalez said that in her interview, which you have at Exhibit 5. She also said it in her response to the notice of charges, which you have at Exhibit 12. Deborah Aguilar Gonzalez then parked her car in that same parking lot, and so her son's stepmother left. And she said, Ms. Aguilar Gonzalez said that in her interview as well, which you have in Exhibit 5. After that, Ms. Aguilar Gonzalez proceeded to follow her son's stepmother. Ms. Aguilar Gonzalez also related that in her interview, which you have at Exhibit 5. And as a result of Ms. Aguilar Gonzalez's behavior on December 15, taking pictures of her in the bank's parking lot and following her home, her son's stepmother called the Tucson Police Department. Ms. Aguilar Gonzalez herself wrote that in her report to the department, which you have in Exhibit 1 at ADC Aguilar Gonzalez 354. There is also no meaningful dispute that the dismissal is not arbitrary and capricious under Maricopa County Sheriff's Office versus Maricopa County Law Enforcement Merit System Council. The disciplinary guidelines under DO 601 are clear. You have them in Exhibit 10. There are 13 prior disciplinary actions in the record. You have them at Exhibits 13 to 25. Under even a lowest level offense, which is a Class 2 offense, dismissal is within the range of permissible discipline. And you can see that in Exhibit 10 at ADC Aguilar Gonzalez 440. So in light of the undisputed facts in the record, a preponderance of the evidence actually supports dismissal. And in fact, not just a preponderance of the evidence, but even Ms. Aguilar Gonzalez's own information and statements. And the action is not arbitrary or capricious as defined by the Arizona Supreme Court. Section 41783 therefore requires this board to affirm. It's a shall, not a may. You must affirm under these circumstances, and so we ask that you do so. With that, I am prepared to respond to this board's questions.
Okay, thank you. Gentlemen, do you have questions? Chad, questions?
No, thank you.
No questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Donna McDaniel, I'm representing Deborah Aguilar-Gonzalez. Deborah's here today in the blue sweater, black shirt. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
It's rare that I'm accused of being too quiet, so.
Mark, you're on mute again.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear who this is.
This is Donna.
Donna McDaniel, the attorney for Deborah Gonzalez.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay, Mark?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Board Member. Okay, as I said, I'm representing Deborah Gonzalez today, and I disagree, of course, with Kirsten's statements that there's no meaningful dispute. And I think the meaningful dispute is shown in that your hearing officer made findings and conclusions, and she filed 28 pages of objections. So there is a dispute. I agree with what your hearing officer wrote. I filed my response. I'm going to assume that you've read everything, so again, I'm not going to rehash it. But I do want to say that there's one point that I agree with Kirsten on, and that's that this board should not be considering anything that's outside of what's in the dismissal letter. And if you look at her 28 pages of objections, a lot of what she wants this board to look at is not in the dismissal letter. Now, the board here is required to make three determinations in an appeal like this. You determine whether the material facts were proven by a preponderance of evidence. Your hearing officer said no. I say no. I think that the record supports that Aguilar-Gonzalez disputed all of the material facts except for the fact that she videotaped or took pictures of her son's stepmother in a bank parking lot. Now, Kirsten told you half of that story. The other half of the story is in the bank parking lot, as the hearing officer said in his report. It was a situation of mutual recording. The stepmother was recording. Deborah was recording. The stepmother didn't just scream. She screamed and she flipped Deborah off. Deborah called 911 right there at the bank parking lot and began following her son's stepmother in order to give a description of the vehicle. That's in the record. Your hearing officer found that. And again, it was a mutual situation. They both, at the end of the day, or at the end of the incident, ended up calling 911. But what you need to look at is whether the material facts that were proven actually support the disciplinary action. And your hearing officer goes into great detail about why mutual recording in a public place does not warrant dismissal. Again, I'm not going to rehash what he said because I'm going to assume that you've read it. You're hearing off the second finding that the board needs to determine is whether the disciplinary decision was arbitrary and capricious. Now, that's more than looking at the level of discipline itself. That's looking at the entire decision. And your hearing officer gave you multiple reasons why this decision was arbitrary and capricious. And all of those reasons are supported by the record. The next thing this board needs to look at is whether there was just cause for the discipline. And your hearing officer, again, went through those standards of just cause. There are four of them. And he determined that there was no just cause. And again, I agree with the hearing officer. And his opinion is supported by the record. Any of these things, the lack or the inability of the department to prove the facts by a preponderance of evidence, or a finding of arbitrary and capricious action, or a finding that there was no just cause, each of those supports your hearing officer's recommendation to reverse the dismissal and reinstate Ms. Gonzalez with full back pay and benefits. And when I say that, I mean each of those standing alone supports that recommendation. Now, I hope the board knows its role, but I'm just going to remind you here that if the department fails to meet its burden of proof, your role is not to give them another chance. Your role is not to give them a chance to try to assert a different basis for discipline than the one that was in the dismissal letter that they gave to Ms. Gonzalez. When the department fails to meet its burden of proof and in this case acts in an arbitrary and capricious manner, the appropriate thing for the board to do is to reverse that disciplinary action. And unless there are any questions, that's all I have for you today.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. I don't have any questions. Mark, Chad, do you guys have any questions? You're both on mute.
No.
We'll take that as a no from Chad.
He went off mute.
There you go. Question?
No question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to...
Can you speak up? Speak up a little bit more.
Okay. I would like to make a motion.
Okay.
I move we adopt the hearing officer's finding of fact and conclusions of law as our own.
I second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries.
Let's do a roll call.
There's been asked for a roll call vote. Joe Beers is an aye. Mark Ziska?
Aye.
Chad Kirkpatrick?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We will now move to our second case today, which is consideration of the dismissal appeal of Raymond Latour versus Department of Corrections. Each party will have 5 minutes to speak. We'll let you know when your time is up, and the respondent will begin. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm going to sound check again before we start, just in case.
How's the sound, gentlemen?
It's better.
Mr. Ziska? Just okay? It's the same is true for me that very rarely am I called a quiet person. All right. May I proceed?
You may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning. This appeal is before you pursuant to Section 41783 of the Arizona Revised Statutes as set forth in that statute. This board is required to review Mr. Latour's disciplinary action of dismissal to determine whether the material facts supporting that action are supported by a preponderance of the evidence and whether that action was supported by, whether that action was arbitrary or capricious. As explained by the hearing officer, the material facts were supported by a preponderance of the evidence, and the record reflects that this was not an arbitrary or capricious action. We ask that you adopt the hearing officer's findings, conclusions, and recommendations as this board's own. In addition, as an additional housekeeping item, this board is required to make a finding whether the discipline was supported by just cause under Section 381106 of the Arizona Revised Statutes. That finding is implicit in the findings and conclusions made by the hearing officer, but I'm not seeing the exact term just cause in the findings and conclusions. And so just for purposes of completion, we would ask that the board supplement the hearing officer's recommended findings and conclusions with a separate conclusion that the disciplinary action is supported by just cause. With that, I am prepared to respond to any questions by the board.
Okay. I don't have any questions. Mark or Chad, do you have questions? No questions. Thank you. And I don't know if anybody from the appellant is here.
No. I was for the other case.
Okay, that's our next agenda item. So.
Okay,
okay, we don't have anybody from the appellant, so we'll entertain a motion.
And you're both on mute.
You're both on mute.
All right, well, I move we adopt the hearing officer's finding, facts, and conclusion as our own.
And the just cause.
And does that include
second that?
We need to add the just cause in there.
Jeff, do we need to add the just cause in there?
I'm sorry. Was that as long as we're adopting stuff in their entirety? I don't think we need that.
Okay.
But in the entirety, did not include just cause.
I can reword it.
Okay.
Do we need to undo the motion, or do I just move forward?
I think you just put forth a motion.
Okay. I put forth a revised motion. I move we adopt the hearing officer's finding of fact and conclusion of law as our own. Respondent has proven beyond a preponderance of the evidence of the material facts of which the appellant's dismissal was based, and it was not arbitrary and capricious.
To the reference just clause?
And with just cause.
Is there a second?
No.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Do a roll call, please.
All right, roll call, vote. Joe Beers is aye. Mark Ziska?
Aye.
Chad Kirkpatrick?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, we're going to move to the next portion of our meeting. Thank you. And that's called for public comment. We've got a time set aside for public comment. So if someone has public comment they'd like to make, please step to the podium. And let us know who you are.
Hello, my name is Sarah Pereira. I was mentioned several times from Deborah Aguilar-Gonzalez's case. And I am here because my husband and I never got a chance to submit our evidence. So the hearing officer's decision was based on a one-sided story, a fabricated story, and only evidence supported by Deborah Aguilar-Gonzalez. That same evidence was submitted to family court. We had a battle during family court, and it was already proven that that allegation that she made against me and that I was using my middle finger and aggressive behavior was already proven false. I had done no such thing. I had waited at the bank parking lot in order to get my stepson instead of going to Deborah Aguilar's house because of her past and present violent history. I don't feel safe going near her. I waited at the bank after following my husband and waiting for him after he noticed that she was following him. He pulled over and Deborah Aguilar pulled right behind him and waited behind his vehicle for 1 minute and then decided to pull around the vehicle, come to the bank parking lot with my children in the car, one who was on the restraining order as a protected person. She circled around my car 3 times, video recording me as I was doing recording her. I called my husband. I said, Deborah's here circling my car. I don't feel safe. He said, let's go to my father-in-law's house, do the exchange where it's safe. I got out so I can record her car and to get her license plate. And I did yell. I said, this is harassment. You need to stop harassing. Leave us alone. That was it. I got back in the car. Deborah had moved her car to the side of the bank with her headlights flat on my car, forcing me out of that exit. Instead, I turned my car around. I exited through the front of the bank, which our lawyer has the bank video surveillance of this. And after my husband turned off the side street, I pulled behind my husband, and Deborah Aguilar pulled right behind me. Immediately after I left the bank, I was on the phone with 911. I was on the phone with them the entire time. They did not hang up. Deborah was driving her car so close and backing up, coming close, backing up, that a 6-minute drive took me 15 minutes to get from the bank to my father-in-law's house. All the evidence, I have all the evidence. When I was on the phone with the operator, Deborah had passed by the house twice. And then I didn't see her after that. Again, that is on the 911 call. You can hear my children in the background and myself. We are alarmed, we're scared. I'm during the call trying to calm my children down. From that incident of December 15th, my daughter has been in therapy and counseling with anxiety and coping with Deborah's aggression that she has brought upon my family. You have to imagine what we had to endure in order to receive an order of protection against her in the first place. And like I said, my daughter is still in counseling, still in therapy for anxiety and nightmares caused by Ms. Gonzalez's past and present history. Also, I want to make a note that it's public record that Ms. Gonzalez is ordered by the Superior Court to take a psychological evaluation, as there are mental concerns. That evidence was already provided. The judge is concerned about mental illness, as her habitual lies, her irrational thinking, and like I said, previous run-ins with the police and present run-ins. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Okay. Being none, then we handled the update on pending litigation in executive session. So I move that we adjourn. Is there a second?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark. Yeah.
Can we take an executive session before we adjourn?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody needs to leave the room.
What is the purpose for executive session?
I don't know. What's your purpose for the executive session? You need to
I have a question for our legal counsel.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. We good?
Yes.
We always want to thank you for coming in and sharing with us what you did. And I'd like to just move that we really just thank you for bringing this matter to our attention and just thank you.
Thank you.
It's enough.
Thank you for allowing me to be here today. It's just been a battle with Ms. Aguilar Gonzalez. Once I received the packet and read the accusations made against me, it just made me completely sick, and I couldn't rest, and I decided I was not going to come today and just take it up in family court and criminal court. But I wasn't able to rest, and I wanted to come out and express, at least try to get out what I could, considering I was made very aware that I could not submit evidence. So I just thought I would come and at least just try to give a little bit of information.
We thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you. Am I good? Okay, thank you.
Anything further, gentlemen?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second that. All in favor of adjourning? Aye.
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 You don't need a roll call for that, I hope. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.